Arizona count drags on, hundreds of thousands of ballots outstanding. By Nick Gilbertson on November 12, 2022. 9:28 p.m. Eastern. Update: Saturday's results from Maricopa County included 85,656 ballots, and the county's vote tabulation is estimated to be 87.6% complete. Republicans were more competitive in this batch compared to Thursday and Friday's, according to ABC 15 data analyst Garrett Archer's breakdown. The statewide results of the four top statewide races were as follows of 9:45 p.m. Eastern Saturday, with an estimated 88% of the vote reported, per the New York Times U.S. Senate race. Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, 1,186,646 to 51.8%. Republican Blake Masters, 1,055,566 to 46.1%. Libertarian Mark Victor, 48,142 to 2.1%. Governor's race. Democrat Katie Hobbs, 1,156,448 to 50.7%. Republican Carrie Lake, 1,122,319 to 49.3%. Attorney General race. Democrat Chris Mays, 1,128,784 to 50.48%. Republican Abe Hamada, 1,107,974 to 49.52%. Secretary of State race. Democrat Adrian Fontes, 1,186,654 to 52.8%. Republican Mark Fincham, 1,060,754 to 47.2%. Maricopa County's estimated 185,000 to 195,000 remaining outstanding ballots include an estimated 5,000 Election Day ballots, 171,227 estimated early ballots left to process and tabulate, about 10,159 early ballots left to cure, and an estimated 430 provisional ballots left to research. Edited. 6:50 p.m. Eastern, update. Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates said at a press conference Saturday that the county will release ballot results during the 6 o'clock hour MST. He added that the large majority of the batch will be late earlies dropped off on Election Day. The total number of votes tabulated will be similar to those of Friday and Thursday, which were 74,951 and 78,869, respectively. Watch. Moreover, Gates said the mandatory hand count was going well. He believes it will be finished Sunday. The vote count drags on for the fifth day in Arizona as Americans await the results of hundreds of thousands of early ballots dropped off on Election Day. Election officials from Maricopa County, the most populous county in the state, reported the results of 74,951 votes Friday night that broke toward Democrats. Soon after the results came in, the Associated Press called a U.S. Senate race for Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, and the Secretary of State race for Democrat Adrian Fontes. The statewide results in four of the state's major races were as follows as of 4:13 p.m. Eastern Saturday, with an estimated 83% of the total vote reported, according to the New York Times. U.S. Senate race. Kelly, 1,128,917 to 51.8%. Republican Blake Masters, 1,005,001 to 46.1%. Libertarian Mark Victor, 46,189 to 2.1%. Governor's race. Democrat Katie Hobbs, 1,100,005 to 50.7%. Republican Carrie Lake, 1,068,908 to 49.3%. Attorney General race. Democrat Chris Mays, 1,074,673 to 50.45%. Republican Abe Hamada, 1,055,522 to 49.55%. Secretary of State race. Fontes, 1,129,144 to 52.8%. Republican Mark Fincham, 1,011,019 to 47.2%. Heading into Friday evening, Maricopa County Board of Supervisors Chairman Bill Gates stated that the majority of the drop would include early ballots dropped off on Election Day. He added that it would also include the remainder of early ballots received before Election Day, as well as a good amount of the approximately 17,000 ballots from in-person voters, whose ballots were placed into secure boxes after tabulators did not read them at polling centers. In a press release, Maricopa County officials stated that an estimated 265,000 to 275,000 outstanding ballots remained after Friday night's results and reported the breakdown of these remaining ballots to be: estimated Election Day ballots to be reported, 5,000. Estimated early ballots left to process and tabulate, 254,000. Estimated number of early ballots left to cure, 13,000. Estimated provisional ballots left to research, 1,114, 7,885 total. ABC 15 data analyst Stephen Archer offered insight as to why Friday's ballot drop favored Democrats when the majority of the ballots were the Election Day early votes thought to break for Republicans. He noted that the drop included ballots from all over the county, but there was a concentration of ballots from South Phoenix, which explained the batch of votes favoring Democrats. The data analyst asserted Friday night that the GOP cavalry is coming as a batch of 114,000 Election Day drop-off ballots that have been transmitted to the Elections Department will break in favor of Republican Carrie Lake. These were not included in Friday night's results, and it is not clear when they will be reported. He later added that based on the affidavit transmission party data, we still have some very, very friendly batches coming for our slate in Maricopa. Another batch of ballots is expected to drop around 8 p.m. local time, and most of the outstanding ballots are from vote-rich GOP strongholds, Archer tweeted Saturday. Probably worth a point or two to the overall total for GOP slate, he added. As I said before, knife's edge. Box 3 ballots commingled with tabulated votes at Maricopa 2 vote centers. On Friday, Masters appeared on Fox News's Tucker Carlson Tonight and told host Tucker Carlson that ballots from the 17,000 Election Day in-person voters that were not read by tabulators and submitted into Box 3 were mixed up with ballots that had already been counted. So it's a giant disaster, it's a giant mess to try to unmix these ballots, he added. I think the most honest thing at this point would be for Maricopa County to wipe the slate clean and just take all of the ballots and do a fresh count. Gates acknowledged to CNN that the Box 3 ballots were commingled with Election Day in-person votes at two vote centers and said the county has a process for separating the ballots. There were two vote centers where the ballots that went into Box 3 were actually commingled with the ballots that went through the tabulator. Now here is the thing, we can absolutely address this and we will. In those two instances, we know exactly how many people checked in at that vote center. We can then check the total number of ballots that were left there, either tabulated or in Box 3, and determine if they're the same. We can segregate those out and make a determination, and best thing of all is that we will do this with a Republican and Democrat observers watching this to make sure everything that checks out. He added that every one of those votes is going to be tabulated and that wiping the slate clean and counting over again is not allowed for under Arizona law. Hand count audit begins Saturday. At a press conference on Friday, Gates noted that a hand count audit in Maricopa County was set to start Saturday. This is a very important part of the process. It's required under Arizona law, and this hand count audit allows us to ensure that the machines are operating correctly. This will be a statistically significant amount of ballots that will be involved, and there's two parts of it. First of all, there are the early ballots, the mail-in ballots, and those have actually been selected. The batches have been selected over the past few weeks by the political parties. So they've been identifying batches, and then also there was a drawing on Wednesday to select the vote centers that are involved in that, and there are five vote centers, I believe. Interestingly, they are all from the West Valley. But these were selected randomly, and we'll be looking at a few races, so it's not a hand count of all the races. He added that the races involved in the audit will be the U.S. Congress, State Rep. Proper 129, and governor. So again, this is mandated by law, and we are very confident this is going to go well, but these are three-person boards, said Gates. Megan Gilbertson, the communications director for the Maricopa County Elections Department, said that the vote centers included in the audit are Flight Goodyear, Journey Church, Estrella Foothills High School, Maryville Bridge, and Savie Elementary. The voting locations were randomly selected out of a hat by the county's three political party chairs. Gilbertson added that statistically significant means that there's enough ballots selected in that to ensure that the tabulation equipment is counting ballots accurately. There is a vote count verification committee in the state of Arizona that selects that margin and is able to ensure that the ballots that are counted will make sure that the tabulation equipment is counting those ballots accurately. So it's just one more check on the system, she added. It's by law, so it's 1% of early ballots, or 5,000, whichever is fewer. So here in Maricopa County, we do 5,000, said Gilbertson. And then we also do 2% of vote centers. And because there are 223 sites, we're going to do 5 vote centers.